good evening, and welcome to another edition of In the Trenches with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. I'm John Coffey, and Rich, we kind of had to move things inside here a little bit today, a little bit on the cool and windy side out on the patio.
Yeah, a little change in the weather here in Maryville. Wait 10 more minutes, and it'll probably change again.
That's a good point there. Well, your team coming off a loss down in Pittsburgh, Kansas with Pittsburgh State Gorillas, but not to talk a lot about that game, but I thought the one thing that really stood out to me was just how much that team left it on the field at the very end. You have to feel really good about that effort. I don't think I've seen a team that really left it like they did on Saturday. Just the effort they gave was just something else out there.
Yeah, they really did. I was really proud of the way we played in the second half. You know, if we can put a complete 60 minutes together like that, I think we'll be tough to beat. But, you know, unfortunately, we spotted them too many points. The score right before half was really difficult to come back from. You know, with some of the problems we've had injury-wise on offense, you know, we have to win with our defense right now. And, you know, just can't continue to give up those types of explosive plays. But, you know, gave up 21 yards on 22 snaps defensively in the second half, got ourselves off the field every series minus one with a three and out. The one exception was the series with the field goal. I got confirmation from the MIAA about midweek that the 15-yard penalty to Elijah Green wasn't a penalty, which I knew at the time. But, you know, it's just it just is. We gave ourselves a chance at the end. We drove the ball down, had a chance to score. I guess you can leave that up to whatever video review you had. Unfortunately, we didn't have one. We felt like Cole caught the football, and, you know, unfortunately, they didn't see it the same way.
And I think, too, one of the flaws to the instant replay system, the way it is in the MIAA, even if you had that replay, I think the one that would have shown an end zone look, but the way the cameras are set up down there, that end zone look was from the far end zone there.
Right, right. You know, it's just we got, you know, it's in its inception, at least in the MIAA. I think somehow most of us have television crews with multiple angles, and we've got to be able to incorporate that into the review. The other thing is, I think any scoring play inside of 2 minutes, regardless of whether you have a timeout or not, when it's deciding a football game, you know, isn't the objective to try and get the call right. And so you at least take a look and see what you can see, and maybe there would have been nothing, but to not even have the opportunity to do that was kind of frustrating.
What do you take out of this game? Again, talking about the effort and just the way that team just fought as hard as they did, and I think everyone out on there on the field just laid everything they had out there at the end. What do you take from that game to move on the rest of this season?
You know, what I discussed with the team is that there was a level of maturity. There was a bit of a transformation from what I had seen in the weeks prior. You know, anybody that had talked to me, I've said along that, you know, to start with, we weren't a great football team. I felt like we had potential to be good as the season went along, but you know, we weren't there yet. And each week we've kind of progressed in certain aspects but taken steps back in others. And you know, it just got to the point in the second half of that game, they didn't care who was out and who wasn't out. The guys that were out there were going to battle. They were going to give everything that they had. I felt like you know, we played good complementary football in the second half. We got the big special teams play, which, you know, we were lined up to kick a field goal and then end up scoring off of that. That's something we had been working on. You know, driving the ball late in the game, getting another score. All those things kind of played into each other. Defense was playing well. Had that game gone to overtime, I liked our chances because we had really stolen and captured the momentum of the game, and they were on their heels. Unfortunately, it didn't end up the way we wanted it.
Well, and the nice thing about that, you got another game coming up this week. So
yeah, no doubt. Washburn's going to be a big game. Our stretch run's going to be very telling. You know, we play, as it stands right now, a 4-2 Washburn team. We have Northeastern State back at home next week, and then we play 5-1 Kearney, 4-2 Southern, and 4-2 Emporia. So we're going to have to play well down the stretch.
Again, we're broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville. We're inside for the show here this evening on In the Trenches with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. When we come back, we'll talk about some unsung guys on the coaching staff there, three of the graduate assistants in the program, and we'll be back. Have more from A&G Restaurant right after this timeout.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to In the Trenches with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, as we are broadcasting live from E&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville. And Rich, as I mentioned before the break, bringing in some guys that don't get a lot of notoriety throughout the season, but guys that are very fundamental to the success of football program, graduate assistants, and J. Michael Grauer, along with Dalton Thomas and Aaron Lawrence with us here on the show here today. But those guys just do a heck of a job for you, don't they?
Yeah, they do. You know, they're a big part of the success of Northwest football. They work a lot of hours, each brings a different skill set, but they do a phenomenal job of working together. They're not getting paid full-time wages, but they're working full-time hours. There's no doubt about that. And they're all phenomenal. We couldn't get things done without them. They're really kind of the unsung heroes on a Division II staff.
I know they helped me out a lot, getting me on the huddle list and things so I can watch a little game film from week to week, so I really appreciate that. And let's talk a little bit about the nickname. I think if people saw some social media today, the Trailer Park Boys, how'd that come about?
You know, that's an old statement there. That goes all the way back to when I was a graduate assistant in 1995. That's kind of how that room was always affectionately known as, and it's stuck. Now, I'm not in with current times, and I don't get to watch a whole lot of TV, but evidently that's a show, and that's a thing. And Ryan Milkey, our marketing guy, put out a little thing on Twitter today that was entertaining for a lot of our players. I know that. So talked to several of them in the locker room. But, that's just that area. You know, back in 95 and 96, I mean, we had all – the graduate assistants were back in that one room, and now, you know, over the last 20-some years, the football guys have kind of taken that room over. The other GAs have gone to other areas in Lampkin, but, between our student assistants and these three guys, there's a lot of commotion going back in there, and there's a lot of stuff all over the place, and so they're kind of transient, so they go in and out every couple years. But it's a great place, and have a lot of fond memories of it for me, and a lot of great coaches have come through there. As a matter of fact, if you look at my staff, you know, myself, Chad, Brandon, Roberto, Zach, we were all graduate assistants at one time or another. So who knows, maybe it bodes well for these guys down the road.
I think so. Kind of a rite of passage there, isn't it?
No doubt.
And here's something, too, talking with G. Michael and Dalton a little bit, coming down from Northern Iowa, there seems to be this migration of people from Northern Iowa coming into Northwest at some point here. What's the story on all that?
You'd have to ask them. I just know that, UNI has been a successful program. If you work for Mark Farley, you're going to work really hard. So I didn't have to interview a whole long time on that. But, they both had a good skill set. They both were able to, had coached at that level. They understand the game. And so it just made sense to offer jobs to them.
And we've got Colin McDonough and Ryan Milkey as well coming down from there. So I just can't get away from
Northern Iowa. No, we can't. We got a Northern Iowa. You know, maybe it's something wrong with Northern Iowa or something good about us. I'm not sure which way it goes. But
all right. Well, first of all, let's just talk to you guys here. G. Michael, just kind of talk a little bit about what brought you to Northwest out of Northern Iowa.
Yeah, you know, I was a former player there at the University of Northern Iowa. I walked on, played 2 years, and initially I actually wanted to be a strength coach. My dad had coached back in the day, and he said, hey, give football a try. So I did after I was done playing, started in the spring, kind of fell in love with it. So I finished up classes while being kind of a student assistant. And then I transitioned more into a quality control role and kind of just ran out of room for advancement there. So started looking on Football Scoop, found some job openings. And, you know, when you talk D2 football, you can't, you know, not mention Northwest. So I had heard about them, had actually a high school teammate who had won at least one national championship here. So I was drawn here and kind of put my name out there and came here on my interview and was just kind of in awe at everything I saw and people I met. And they offered me a job. I said, yeah, absolutely. So now I'm here. Got here June 1st and been rolling ever since.
All right. Dalton, just kind of talk about your path to Northwest.
So I started out at Northern Iowa. Coach Jeremiah Johnson brought me up to be a student assistant. Ran into a couple of injuries in high school that didn't let me get recruited in college. And then worked there for about 4 years under Coach Johnson and Coach Farley. And then obviously it was time to graduate and looking for a GA job. Sent out a bunch of emails, and Coach Clayton got back to me as soon as possible and gave me a call and brought me up here, and I just fell in love with the culture and the family aspect of it and the staff. And so it was really cool.
And Aaron, just talk about your path as well, getting to Northwest Missouri State.
Yeah, so mine's a little bit different here. So I actually started with D3 football at Augustana College in the Quad Cities. An injury actually happened there that took me out, but I got involved with the, you know, student assistant side of that, which opened the doors to coaching. So I really enjoyed that did that for 3 years. And then my first GA job I got was actually at Ottawa University in Kansas. Did that for 2 years with the defensive line. And then my goal right there was, you know, just explore the ranks of college football. And I said the only Division II GA job I would do is Northwest Missouri State. And then ended up actually, you know, dream coming true right there. So I've been rolling ever since.
So you were a Brave then at Ottawa.
I was, yes.
And it was just kind of for each of you, just explain the duties that that you all have here with the program. I guess whoever wants to start here. Okay, J. Michael.
I'll start. So I have the, I guess good or bad, I'm the only graduate assistant on the offensive side of the wall. So I do a lot of reports. I have some absolute rock star student assistants under me with Dean, Cade, and Logan. And so one of my big duties is getting the offensive schedule set for the day and then a lot of scouting reports. So coaches get a certain scouting report, players get a couple different scouting reports. So I kind of headway that, make sure, you know, kind of all the information given to me or that's on our film software huddle gets taken care of and put into the duties. And then on the field, kind of work with the tight ends and O-line, mainly just kind of in the run game. And, so that's a lot of what I do.
Not only that, he's in charge of video editing, so he handles all that. He handles all of our, you know, so like when I said the calls came back from the MIAA, he's in charge of getting the video cut up and sending that, submitting that to the MIAA officials so that they can review the calls that we dispute and things like there's a lot of tasks these guys do that no one would ever know about.
And you talk about video editing. I think that's one area that has probably changed as much as anything with the scouting and coaching and things. I remember back when I was first started doing this, always had a GA would get in a car and meet somewhat the opposing team halfway to exchange tape and then come back and get things going. And that process has just changed dramatically.
Yeah, that guy was me. we literally did that. You know, we would dub the films that night, and then the next morning we took turns as who was driving. I don't know how the heck I always ended up with the short end of the stick, but I was always going to Brookings, South Dakota, or I was headed up to Mankato for whatever reason. But yeah, that's how it worked. I pick on them. Their jobs are so much easier because Coach Sabota, when I was a GA for him, used to tell me to make a third down cut up. Well, at that time I had to take a VH VHS tape. I had to fast forward till I got to a third down, and then I had to hit certain buttons for the offensive coaches on a different deck. These guys make a click, and everything works. And it's just, I mean, it's, you want to talk about painstaking. I mean, I'd go through 4, 5, 6 games, and it would take me an hour each game just to get through one game worth of third down.
Yeah, it's something else what technology can do, and no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
And Dalton, talk a little bit about your duties here.
So I work with the defensive backs with Coach Clayton, and a lot of my duties come with breaking down the next week's opponent and trying to get our scout team ready for Saturday afternoons. And so what we try to do is we try to meet with the scout team, get as much as prepared through practice all week so that the defense has an extremely good look for Saturday afternoon. So that's what I spend a lot of my time doing, is just making sure those guys are running scout team to 100% and getting our defense ready for Saturdays.
And Aaron, I understand you do a lot of work with the defensive line here.
Yeah, so I work directly under Coach Wright, and so I have the pleasure of coaching with the defensive line, and also during the season, you know, I'm doing a lot of these breakdowns additionally with recruiting. And then so what Coach Thomas and I do is I take the scout O-line while he takes his back end. And we kind of just like merge different ways, just because, you know, we got guys doing two different, multiple different jobs there. So we do a good job working together and, you know, splitting the task a little bit there, and, you know, getting those guys up front ready to rock and roll.
Rich, when you go to hire GAs to come into the program, I know it's, a lot of times it's former players that come through the Bearcat program as well, but when you look at guys such as J. Michael, Dalton, and Aaron here, what are some of the things you look for in a good GA?
You look for, you know, first of all, you're looking for a work ethic. You're looking for guys that are really passionate about this. It's not a two-year deal to get your master's degree. You got to want to coach college football. And I think if you find guys that really have a passion for college football and that's what they want to do with their lives, you know, it's going to reflect in the quality of work and how much they grind, so to speak. Because, you know, these guys have left off a lot of different things that they do. Our recruiting visits, they're the ones that really do a lot of – Coach Clayton coordinates it, but the actual implementation of, you know, we're going to have 25 guys on campus this weekend, and we have for every home game. They're the ones that are behind the scenes doing all that work. It's giving tours. It's, you know, Aaron's, you know, constantly evaluating high school defensive linemen. So, you know, one of the things for me being a coordinator and also the head coach is I've tasked him with, okay, weed out guys that aren't fits and give me the guys that are, you know, and handling our own recruiting areas and you know, having to make the phone calls and sending out all that stuff. I mean, I don't think anybody understands what a process the recruiting piece is. So that's another thing. You know, in addition, you know, one of the things I ask these guys when they come in and sit down with me is, do you have to be told what to do, or can you create value? Can you, your experience is the nice thing about bringing guys in from outside sources is there's good ideas everywhere you're at, you know. So what can you bring to us? What can you add? What do you see that needs to be done, or maybe an area we're deficient in, and just make something? I had a guy several years ago now, but a lot of Bearcat fans will remember Brock Sherman. Brock Sherman was a really good player here. He actually created an Excel document which handles all of our money, all of our financials with our 36 scholarships, and it's all plug and play. I mean, when he finished it, we'd always done it on pen and paper and tried to balance it out. Well, now it's an Excel document, and literally when I take a guy off of our roster, it tells me what the money amount is. It tells me every day how much money we have to spend on recruiting. And it was just a way that he saw a need and said, well, I can make something like this, and took it upon himself to go do that. So the more you can find guys that'll do that and find ways to add value without me having to specifically say, do this, do this, do this, it makes my life easier.
And I think another good point you mentioned, we'll talk with these guys about it too, is just the balance between classes. The master's classes aren't easy to go through either, to balance the time that's taken to work on that with the work in the football program. That's time management has to be a very big thing for them.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, you know, you can ask these guys their opinions on that, but I mean, I don't think a lot of people realize the hours that we put in. I'll just give you an example. On Sunday, you know, they were here at 11 o'clock because I was, and I know that they were here. And, you know, I think we left the office somewhere between 11 and midnight. We were back the next morning at 6:15 because we've got a 6:30 meeting. They're here all day. I mean, if they're not, they're here from the time I'm here till the time I leave. And it's, there's a lot of long hours. And you know, that Monday, we're out of there at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and back in the complex at 6:30 in the morning with morning meetings with these guys. And it's a grind. And, you know, they do it with a smile. They have fun with their jobs. They're great to be around. Just having their youth around is infectious. I just, you know, their passion for the game, their desire to want to get into this profession, it's not for everybody. It's a lot harder than it looks on the outside.
Oh, man. Hey, guys, how do you guys balance all that with classes and then the work involved with the football program?
I think it starts with, like, academic advisors. They really do a great job helping us with our schedules, moving around practice, stuff like that, either putting it online, making it 7 week classes, whatever they have to do. But they do a really good job helping us as graduate assistants manage schedules.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think one thing that, say, me and Dalton are in the same classes is kind of the half semester classes. So we just got done with two of our three, and it is nice. Yes, grad classes are harder, but you only need six to be full-time, and we're taking nine due to the recommendation of our advisor. So stuff like that, you know, he's a great, you know, Aaron introduced me to our advisor this summer. He's awesome, and he actually coached ball himself back in the day, so he's just fun to talk to just about anything. And so, yeah, he's definitely been a huge help.
Yeah, and just to piggyback off that, I think a lot of professors understand that, hey, we are Northwest football GAs, and so they understand what our time commitment and level is, and, you know, they're willing to work with us when we have deadlines and certain things like that. So it's not, you know, just the experience of every other grad student. They, you know, they understand what we're going through a little bit too, which helps us.
And you might just talk a little bit about not only the work you guys have, but as Rich mentioned, that there's some fun you guys have back in the trailer park, I guess, and things. Any good stories that you bring out about maybe even Rich or anything here you want to talk about?
Oh, well, I guess I've been here the longest, so not really a memory in the back or anything like that, but one thing I'll always be fond about, man, is just when it's option week, it is a different level here, I'll tell you that. And, you know, it's, I don't imagine any other school in the nation from Division III to Division I running option like how we do it here. I mean, there's 160 plays ran, and so, you know, the scout O-line, which I'm in charge of during that time, you know, I got to get them going, and they know exactly who they're going up against, which is tough to do. But, I mean, it is – the level of intensity is already, you know, top-notch, and then you have to double it for that week, you know. And that's, you know, a credit to Coach Wright and what he's been able to do.
He's really filtered that well. I'm not fun to be around during option week. Everybody in the complex knows it. I hate the triple option. We're going to be prepared when we play against it. They're all on what I call high alert. They do a great job.
You know, you may hate the triple option, but you look at what you've done historically through the years. Not a lot of teams have had a lot of success against you guys with
that. No, fortunately. And you know me and routines and stuff like that. So if it works, I don't try and scramble different eggs. So we go really, really hard.
Rich, as far as you're concerned, any good stories about these guys here to bring?
Got lots of them. I'm not sure all of them I can share on the radio. It's just, it's, you know, I'll give you a couple. I can tell you that Coach Mack one time walked upstairs and told me that I didn't have to worry, that none of them, they like to play basketball with one another. I can remember back in the day I did that too. And they said, Mack said that there was no worry that I was going to lose any of them to our basketball team. I don't know how well they do that. You know, but again, along that fun piece, I'll walk outside and, you know, if you look at these guys, you know, you're on the radio so you can't see, but just check them out on game day. They're running routes on each other and, you know, trying to score on one another, just the GAs and the student assistants. It just makes me smile.
So, guys, you involved in noon ball at all when they get that going for basketball?
No, they haven't had that in a while. Last I remember, it was probably like 2 years ago they had it. Otherwise, it hasn't really been a thing so
far.
Too
many full-time coaches have gotten seriously injured. We've had Achilles. We've had knees. We've had, I stay the heck away from noon ball.
There's probably a certain age where that's wise to do, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, we're broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville and in the trenches with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. When we come back, we'll wrap things up right after this.
Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Today's broadcast is being underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with a service department and vehicle detailing on site. More information at tristatefordmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW In the Trenches program with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. I'm John Coffey, and Rich, we've got Washburn coming to town on Saturday afternoon, but one of the things that's always been, I think, something that the team has really enjoyed every year is Military Appreciation Day, and a lot of things you guys do that's a little bit different than other schools and other teams that really honors the military during this particular weekend.
Yeah, you know, over the years, one of the things we talk about with Military Appreciation Day is that it's more than just putting an American flag with a paw on the side of your helmet. It's trying to find some meaning for the kids, from their families, from their hometowns, to try and personalize it, to really understand the sacrifices that people have made in this country to give us the freedoms and liberties that we have.
And it just really, I think you do that probably better than any team I've ever seen, where you really make it personal for them, even where they kind of bring up their own family and things, where they can bring that out to everybody.
Yeah, no doubt. It's been a great piece of our tradition to try and incorporate, just stories. You'd be amazed, a lot of these kids, you'll ask them, okay, so what family members have served, and they have no idea. And yet, when they call them home and they talk to mom and dad, there's an uncle or a grandpa or somebody like that, somebody within their family that served. And so we make them reach out and call them. And what was it like? And, the stories that come out of that are really cool. And it's, that it's a learning experience for them that it might just be Uncle Jimmy, but did you know Uncle Jimmy served in Vietnam? And he was here and he was this, and what did you do? And it's just kind of a revelation for those guys that, freedom isn't free.
As we wrap things up, Washburn, the opponent coming up on Saturday. Good to get back at Bearcat Stadium for this matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. At least right now we're undefeated at home and hope to continue that. It's always nice to play at home. Everybody, the routine is set. Big game. Hopefully we have a fantastic crowd. Sounds like the weather's going to be good. So just looking forward to another opportunity to play.
All right, Rich, thanks a lot for being with us here.
Thank you.
And I want to thank Jim Grauer, along with Dalton Thomas and Aaron Lawrence, again, graduate assistants with the Bearcat football program, for being here with us tonight. It'll be a 1:30 kickoff Saturday afternoon. We'll have the broadcast on KXCV, KRNW, beginning at 12:30 with Bearcat Game Day. Again, my thanks to everyone involved with the broadcast tonight. I'm John Coffey, and so long until next Thursday.